Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A senior science fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions says the Midwest is officially recovering from a derecho. Eric Snodgrass tells Brownfield.
We use that term derecho when we're talking about a storm system that produces damaging winds over at least a 400-mile swath. And that's certainly what we got out of this. As it went through, produced over 850 reports of severe wind damage, including some tornadoes.
Snodgrass says the system also caused widespread flooding issues. He says there are numerous reports of crop damage, but says it could have been worse.
If something like this would have happened back in June, that would have been a much more vulnerable time for the crop.
Snodgrass says outlooks call for an active weather pattern through August, and he says a predicted active hurricane season could still play a role in the 2024 crop. The Illinois State Climatologist says the state's moisture issues have shifted. Trent Ford tells Brownfield much of Illinois was dry before the remnants of Hurricane Beryl earlier this month.
So it wasn't just that we got the rain, got those 3 or 4 inches, but it came in a way that made it so that it can be effective for that recharge of that soil moisture. And we're seeing it. Water table levels have come up.
Now he says this week's storms have many areas, especially southern Illinois, hoping to dry out.
There is still some flooding there, some inundated fields, and that's because they got rain from Beryl, maybe 2 inches or so, and then they got another maybe 4 inches. And given the kind of drier outlook over the next couple of weeks, hopefully that'll give the crop, those fields, a good amount of time to drain off.
Ford says despite outlooks calling for drier conditions through the end of July, summertime storms are still a possibility. A central Illinois farmer says his crop survived this week's derecho with little to no damage. Chris Stoller, who farms in northern McLean County, tells Brownfield.
We missed a lot of the major wind, which I'm thankful for because we spray fungicide with a ground rig. And so that would have been an issue if we had gooseneck corn.
He says he's starting those fungicide applications early this year.
We've seen very minimal disease in the corn right now. We're going more of a preventative and then going to possibly come back and do a second application.
With over a half inch of rain this week, Stoller says he's optimistic about the crop.
I wouldn't call it perfect, but pretty good shape.
Stoller says he'll need a few more timely rains this summer to finish out the crop. A commodities economist says farmers should be following a disciplined grain marketing plan heading into harvest, especially if they have old crop grain in storage. Arlen Suderman with Stone X Group says the plan might focus on singles and doubles instead of home run grain sales.
And focus on protecting the equity that we built in recent years. Really focus on grabbing that basis opportunities.
He says slight bounces in the markets can provide good opportunities to sell grain, and farmers should be watching those closely. And U.S. ethanol production was near historical highs last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,106,000 barrels a day, the highest weekly average this year and tied for the third highest on record. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.